Some showers and downpours moved into the region late in the morning and into the early afternoon. This is thanks to a slow-moving area of low pressure that will wander northward from the mid-Atlantic region and into the northeast over the next 24 hours. This system will bring the first rainfall of the month. Friday into the first half of the weekend looks to remain unsettled as another possible area of low pressure and its associated frontal boundaries approach from the Midwest and Great Lakes region. Well, today's rain will be the first measurable rainfall at the Albany Airport since April 29th, and much cooler temperatures look to move in behind that second area of low pressure for the weekend. So far, it's looking optimistic for the moms as they might luck out Sunday for Mother's Day. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma has outlined an area of slight risk for severe thunderstorms for portions of Texas and Oklahoma, and there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of eastern Missouri to western Ohio. For Texas and Oklahoma, scattered to locally numerous thunderstorms and clusters should develop over portions of central Texas into southern Oklahoma in front of a cold front and dry line in a favorable environment for large hail and damaging wind gusts. A few significant damaging hail events are also possible. For eastern Missouri into western Ohio, another area of convection is likely, either in front of a surface cold front or prefrontal trough, with the main concern being damaging gusts there, with isolated marginally severe hail also possible during the afternoon and evening hours. In the past 24 hours, the low 48 states, temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 in Enteade, Washington, to a low of 26 in Ely, Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-60s. In Boston, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, and showers become likely in the afternoon, highs there in the upper 60s. And for Buffalo, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible in the afternoon, highs there in the low 70s. The Albany, New York climate normals for tomorrow, May 9th. Maximum temperature normal is 67, a record of 93 set in 1979. The overnight low minimum, 45, is normal, 27, the record low set back in 1956. Sunrise for May 9th, 5:39 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and sunset at 8:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with showers likely, mainly in the evening, patchy fog after midnight, and lows near 50. Thursday, cloudy, patchy fog in the morning, then showers likely, mainly in the afternoon, highs there in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley, mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as the remainder of interior in southern New England, mainly cloudy tonight with showers likely, again mainly in the evening, patchy fog after midnight with lows in the lower 50s. Thursday, it'll be mostly cloudy with patchy fog in the morning, showers likely, but mainly in the afternoon, highs there in the low 70s. For the northern Catskills, the Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, cloudy tonight with showers likely, again mainly in the evening with lows in the lower 50s. It'll be cloudy for tomorrow with showers likely mainly in the afternoon with highs in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, tonight cloudy with showers mainly in the evening, patchy fog overnight with lows in the lower 50s, mostly cloudy for Thursday with patchy fog in the morning, showers likely mainly in the afternoon, highs in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy tonight, showers mainly in the evening, patchy fog overnight with lows in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy for Thursday, patchy fog in the morning, showers become likely in the afternoon with highs around 70. The extended forecast region-wide for Friday, showers likely, temperatures in the low 70s. Saturday, showers likely, temperatures in the mid-60s. Sunday, a chance of morning showers, then partly sunny heading into the afternoon, temperatures in the low 60s. Monday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 50s. Tuesday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.